Good morning, everybody. Lee Brower here. Welcome to this week's edition of Meaningful Monday. I am so grateful to be here. I am so glad to be here. I've had fun with this week's Meaningful Monday. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I'm hoping to share it makes this fun part of it works for you. I think it'll make this week even more meaningful. Do you want to be the garbage truck or do you want to be the gratitude truck? Now, I was reading something recently that talked about how people are like garbage trucks. Have you ever been driving down the freeway and somebody gives you a hand gesture, gets mad at you? You don't know why they're mad at you, but then it makes you mad. It's contagious. Or somebody says something to you that you totally disagree with, that you're offended by, and then you choose to react to that. And it happens all the time. Well, why does that happen? You see, when these people that are garbage trucks, basically, they run around full of garbage, full of disappointment, full of frustration, full of anger. And they need a place to dump it. And sometimes you just happen to be in the road and they're going to dump it on you. Now, do we take it personally? How do we react? How do we respond to it? Well, first of all, understand this. Garbage comes in many forms. It not only comes from strangers, it comes from friends. It comes from family. Sometimes they don't mean to, but it's overflowing and you just happen to be in the way. But look around us. Look at our news agencies. Are they garbage trucks? Oh my gosh, are they ever? What about social media? Are they garbage trucks? Yes. You see, we have garbage trucks driving all around us all the time, and we can do nothing about it. We can leave the garbage on the road, maybe, or we can pick it up and bring it into us, and we become garbage trucks. And I don't think that's what we want to do. So if you choose not to be a garbage truck, then what kind of a truck would you be? I'm going to call it a garden truck. Because garden trucks then would carry seeds, water, and sunlight, metaphorically speaking. Maybe we shouldn't call it a garden truck. Let's call it a gratitude truck. It can still carry the seeds and the light. Because light's important. Can light and darkness occupy the same space at the same time? Think about it. Mm-mm. No. We know for a fact it just takes a spark of light to eliminate the darkness. Can we be the spark? You see, garbage and gratitude cannot occupy the same space at the same time. It's impossible. Gratitude trucks are all about growth, the nurturing, spreading the principles of gratitude. They turn any environment. Gratitude, the seeds of gratitude can turn, the light of gratitude can turn any environment to a fertile and an abundant place. I call it river-esque because they flow with the nourishment of a river. But it has to be active. It can't be passive. You've got to be out there. It requires energy, intention, and action to maintain it and spread it. But as we drive our gratitude trucks through life, we're making a conscious choice to fill our lives not with garbage, but with light, which makes it increasingly difficult for darkness or garbage to find a place to rest. It has the profound ability to change our perspective, not only our perspective, our mood, but even the interactions that we have with the world and the people around us. It's that powerful. So when we focus on gratitude, we effectively light up or illuminate our surroundings, making it hard for darkness or negativity or garbage to find a place. Just like turning a light on a room, immediately it changes the entire atmosphere. Practicing gratitude changes the emotional and psychological space that we occupy. Coach Wooden, the great Coach John Wooden, gave us some examples of ways that we can turn the light on. And that one is to focus on those things that are centered around growth, the things that are meaningful, that are arrows out. One, he said, never, these are three things. One, never try to be better than someone else. Just try to make yourself better. That's all. Two, and don't let others affect that. Two, always learn from others. So think of everybody else and everything else as a place that we can learn. Number three, never cease trying to be the best you can be. See, you control those three things. They're under your control. You can get too engrossed or involved and concerned regarding the things that you have no control over, which is the garbage that can adversely affect you and affect the things that you do control. Hey, this is a powerful approach to living. It not only enhances our own well-being, but it elevates those around us. It's contagious. It embodies the arrows out mindset of thinking of others first. So this week, focus in on when you see garbage trucks coming up to you, be the gratitude truck. Your choice, my choice. I want to be the garden truck or the gratitude truck. I do not want to be the garbage truck, and I do not want to pick up other people's garbage. Have a meaningful week. Have a meaningful week. I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.